That growth during the year is very impressive, and Donegal is certainly punching above its weight. It's an indication that small business owners are seeing .ie as the way to go when they go online, and they want an address that says they're identifiably Irish.
You're also saying, however, that these figures do point up what is something of a disparity between urban and rural areas, and the lack of universal broadband in Donegal is an issue that's been much discussed locally, and it's one that you'd be aware of as well.
It is, and unfortunately that kind of digital divide is still there, and I hope the politicians take note that, you know, the rural Ireland is still suffering. I know that myself. I'm fortunate enough to live in Dublin. I have broadband five different ways where I live, and I go on holidays to the west and the northwest, and I sometimes don't even get 3G coverage. So it is a serious problem. Small business owner that wants to have a website, that wants to be able to sell online, impossible, as you can imagine, without a good broadband service. So it really is one of the things that's holding back e-commerce in rural Ireland, and, you know, that's a shame.
There was a time when having a website was seen perhaps as a sign of prestige. Now it's gone way beyond that. Now it's pretty much essential.
It's essential. Consumers in Ireland are online now. They're spending something like $8 billion online in 2015, which is a huge figure. And we know that because Irish businesses can't process payments or don't process payments online, all that business is going abroad, and that's an absolute shame, particularly for rural businesses, because they're constrained by logistics and so on.